I'm very disappointed with the answer that I'm getting from the council. Speeding through the village in Church Hill has been a long-standing problem, and I think we need to put something in place to try and slow traffic down through the village. The answer we're getting from the council today is that that will be the last resort, and that, you know, they would be encouraging the guards to go on and do speed checks on the other side of the village. In my opinion, whenever the guards stop somebody they've already committed to speed through the village, in my opinion, what we need to do is to stop people speeding through the village, so we have to put measures in place. There is some options. One of them is ramps, the other is raised tables, the flashing speed signs, and so on and so forth. And I think, you know, when the way into the village in Remelton from the Milford side, they've put flashing speed signs there. I've seen them in other counties down the country, and I think they're very, very efficient and work very effectively. And I think we have to do something, because if somebody gets killed, it's too late. And that's the reason I brought the motion on here today.
And particularly those signs that actually tell people what their speed is. People very often maybe don't realise they're going as fast as they are. And if they see the figure in front of them in black and white, or green as the case maybe, or red, then, you know, they know where they stand. And it's a very stark, but it's a very effective way of saying to people, look, you're doing 58 and a 30 or whatever it is, slow down.
Absolutely. I think what it does is just get your attention, that you're going to like a built-up area or a place where there are people moving. I think people, whenever they see that, and especially, you know, whenever they see the red, the frown, the face frowning at them, and then all of a sudden slow down and they see a happy face and green up there, I think it's a very effective measure, and it just kind of brings it into people's heads that they need to slow down, going through urban areas. And I'm going to push it here today. I'm not finished with it. I'm not happy with my answer. And I would rather see raised tables in it, to be honest with you. But it seems all these measures for slowing down traffic through urban areas are very difficult to get in County Donegal. And I'm not happy with that.